That's a pretty sight, huh? The sun shining through. In the name of our triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen. What is the most lethal weapon in Satan's arsenal? If you were thinking deception, you would be right. Jesus called him the father of lies and said that when he lied, he was merely speaking his native language. He makes use of the world and the people in the world to promulgate his lies by twisting things just enough so that the lies are so covered in deception that they appear to be true. And the result is that unsuspecting people then exchange the truth of God for a lie. Adam and Eve were the first to fall victim to Satan's trickery. But we've all succumbed to his lies also. In fact, there are many of us sitting here right now today in the sanctuary who are currently being deceived by Satan, who aren't even the slightest bit aware that it's happening. In John chapter 8, Jesus said, "If you continue in my word, then you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." Only God's word can free us from the lies that Satan throws our way. And thus, today, and over the next 3 months, throughout the entire summer, we're going to set sail on a summer sermon series to expose Satan's lies. We will do this under the theme of debunking the world's lies. Now please notice that we're going to call these the world's lies, not Satan's. Because although they do most certainly originate with Satan, they appear to be just truths of life in this world. In his deception, he has couched these lies in such a way as to give us the appearance that these are all just worldly realities. Because then not only do they seem to be true, they also in no way then seem dangerous. No more dangerous than eating a piece of fruit that is pleasing to the eye. But we all know how well that went for Adam and Eve, don't we? The first worldly lie that we're going to take a look at today is what I like to call the scientific lie. Its basic premise is that if something cannot be touched, tested, measured, or observed, well, then it doesn't exist. It's built upon logic and reason and rules and laws. It relies upon the scientific method to determine what is true and what is not true. It has as its poster boy physicist Stephen Hawking, who once stated that, and I quote, "The universe is governed by laws of science. The laws may have been decreed by God, but God does not intervene to break the laws." And finally, it has as one of its earliest victims the disciple Thomas, who said concerning the resurrection of Jesus, "Unless I see the nail marks in his hands and put my finger where the nails were, and put my hands into his side, I will not believe it." The scientific lie has grown in popularity as our understanding of and reliance upon science and technology have grown. And while most of us would probably deny that we have succumbed to it, I'm sure that there are elements that have taken foothold in our lives even without our knowing it. And thus, it's not uncommon for even Christian people to say, well, I believe in God, but I also believe in the Big Bang Theory and evolution. I mean, God could have used those things to create the world. But the Bible says that God said, let there be, and it was. Many folks, including Christians, say that pregnancy is simply the biological consequence of two people coming together sexually. And thus, if the product of that connection is unwanted or unplanned or unhealthy, or perhaps the result of a rape, then terminating that pregnancy is a reasonable and justifiable course of action. But the Bible states that the Lord gives life, and that the Lord takes life, and that every life belongs to the Lord. Many scholars, some of them even Christian, will say that the Bible is merely a book about God. And thus, many of the stories in the Bible are just that, fictional stories aimed at teaching a lesson. But the Bible teaches us that all Scripture is God-breathed, and that every word of the Bible is true. There's nothing false in the Scripture because there's nothing false in God. The scientific lie would have us believe that our faith is nothing more than a lie, because it can't be proven, can't be measured, it can't be empirically tested. But God's Word tells us that faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we cannot see. It also tells us that the wisdom of man is utter foolishness to God. The scientific lie in the world will tell us that there is no cure for the disease, for the diagnosis, for the condition. But God's Word tells us that all things are possible with God. The world laughs at the notion that our God is supposedly three, yet one, even though He's still three, but that's only one, what we call the Holy Trinity. It scoffs at us for believing that the divine and the human can be inseparably united in this person that we call Jesus. Or that the honest to goodness, flesh and blood of our Savior Jesus can somehow be in the bread and the wine of Holy Communion. Or that each of us will one day be resurrected from the grave on some final judgment day. Or that our prayers can physically have a measurable impact on the operation of this world. And yet the Bible informs us that all those things are true. Stephen Hawking once made a statement that allowed for the possibility of a God who decreed the laws of the universe. But he then went on to say that this God does not intervene to break those laws. Au contraire, Dr. Hawking. That's exactly what he does and did. That's what he did at Mount Moriah with Isaac, at Mount Sinai with Moses, at Mount Carmel with Elijah. That's what he did with Joseph and Pharaoh, Daniel in the lion's den, David and Goliath. That's what he did with the incarnation of Jesus and the miracles of Jesus and the death and resurrection of Jesus. The story of the Bible and the story of our salvation is completely wrapped up in and dependent upon a God who has constantly and continually stepped into our world and broken its scientific laws. We're forgiven of our sins, and we're saved for eternity because God in Jesus took on human flesh, and he suffered and he died as a man. And he was resurrected from the dead. And he ascended into heaven to prepare a place for us. And who will one day come back in the same way that people saw him leave, to take us to live with him forever. The world would have you believe that that's all a lie, because none of it's provable and none of it's measurable. The world would have you believe that faith is merely a coping mechanism for the weak. The world wants you to believe that truth is determined by reason and logic, and that which is explainable and that which is comprehensible. The world will tell you that science deals with facts, while faith deals with fantasy. What the world won't tell you is that it is actually the world that is being guided and led by Satan, and not simply by science. And thus, anything that it tells us is tainted with his lies. Jesus said, if you continue in my word, then are you truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. May we as God's people continue to study and to heed God's word, that we might live free from the limitations of science, and with the limitless hope that is ours through faith in our incomprehensible triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. To him be the glory. Amen.